Rock 107 WIRX.
All righty. Good morning. 8:15, Brock.
Yeah.
Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm doing better on a Monday. All right. Started off the show pretty unmotivated, but what?
I got a big smile on my face because Brock and I off air were talking about Pete Weber coming to town this weekend.
Who do you think you are? I am. So he's gonna be over at Strikers for this bowling thing, and I didn't think it was true, but then I found out it was true, and so now Hunter and I are trying to figure out how we can meet the legend that is Pete Weber.
Oh, dude, we gotta have him on the show. Come on, are you serious? It'd be awesome. So this past weekend, a couple guys were telling me about it. Big bowlers, you know, going to Strikers all the time. Like, yeah, Pete and all, they're naming off a bunch of, you know, pro bowlers. Then he hit Pete Weber. I'm like, no, come on. He's really? They just started laughing.
I mean, dude, I gotta go.
He's a legend on this show. Like, I mean, if there's one athlete that I could be like, it would be Pete Weber. The guy did it. The original bad boy of bowling. I mean, come on.
You know? Dude, he gets to wear sunglasses everywhere.
Yeah.
It's because he's Pete Weber. Yeah. Pete effing Weber.
Who do you think you are? He is? I mean, come on.
Gotta have it. We gotta try it. Yeah. Let's get a hold of Bill.
If I could do cocaine with Pete Weber at a bowling alley, I'm gonna be so excited. I mean, come on now. If we could set up some pins and set up some rails, I am going to be, I mean, you know.
Pete Weber, where's the local strip club?
Good God. I mean,
you know?
Let's figure it out. You know, it's probably the few times I'm going to fanboy. You know, I don't get that excited anymore for most celebrities. Like, whatever.
Come on.
It's Pete effing Weber, man. Come on.
Pete Weber's around.
That's right.
Get some butterflies, you know?
God. Imagine having Pete Weber give you bowling advice. I mean, like, this is how I used to do in the 80s when I was all coked up. Yes. Yes, Pete Weber. That is right.
Yep.
Anyway, so fingers crossed.
He's like, when you get famous enough, you got to come up with the phrase.
I could have him sign my baby. I could take.
There you go. Sign your baby. Can you sign my baby, Pete?
Sure, man. I'd love to sign your baby. Here we go. Right on the head. Yeah. Anyway, so what we'll figure out. Maybe we'll get to meet our
then you legend. Go right to the tattoo parlor. You get that tattooed
right on the baby's head. Like, look, it's Pete Weber. You got to get it on there. Get a full back tat of Pete Weber's signature. Anyway, we got to keep moving here. It is time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. Who do you think you are? I am.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Love him over
How
there.
How you doing?
Get Katie's tattooed, a name tattooed on the baby, too. So, Hunter, it's no secret that you and I are fans of, you know, self-pleasure. We talk about it all the time on the plan.
Self-admitted over here. I'll raise my hand.
Yeah, we do it. Yeah, we're here. We're a couple of red-blooded males that every once in a while get lonely. And so no one loves me like me. However, Hunter, there is a limit, okay? There's a point where you're going to do it too much, so much so that you could even give yourself a stroke.
Oh, that's right. Really? Stroke out, huh? No pun intended.
So a Japanese guy made it into a medical journal after stroking it so much, he gave himself a stroke. So we don't know much about the fella, okay? He's 51 and single and had a bit of a habit of pleasuring himself several times a day. And the doctors did reveal in the journal that he's right-handed for some reason. I don't know if that's pertinent to the study or what, but he was finishing up some self-love.
Really big right arm.
Yeah, it's a really big. He's got a Popeye arm. We've never seen it before. Wow. So he was finishing up a self-love session last year when he suffered a serious stroke that almost killed him. He showed up at the hospital with a severe headache and couldn't stop puking. They did surgery. He's fine now. But for God's sakes, man, put down the Jergens and the tissues and, I don't know, watch a movie that's not porn, for God's sakes.
Yeah, you're doing it that much. What are you watching? You know, nothing's fresh to that guy.
Hunter, I don't want to be too forward, but what's your record for how many times in a day?
That's a secret, Brock. That's a secret you and I don't even tell each other.
Because, like, there's a point where, like, all right, it goes from impressive to sad, right? There's got to be. Where's that line? Yeah. Is it five times?
Yeah, When you're hitting double, triple digits, yeah, you gotta probably you're gonna stroke out.
Now, what's worse, duration or amount? Because like, if you hear some guy that's like, "Oh yeah, man, I usually spend like 3 hours," it's like, okay, you got three free hours a day to do it. You know,
you need to go outside. Yeah, just get it done. I don't know, maybe older in age. Whatever, I got things to do.
And you know, I got a fair amount of free time. I got some Sundays that are open. You know what I mean? But I just. How many times? And, like, what kind of strenuous stroking are you doing where you could possibly give yourself a stroke?
So just for word of the wise, what was this guy doing? Was he doing it a bunch, or was he doing it
a couple times, but really? Too many. That's what it was.
Too many?
Yeah, it was an overexertion of the body while stroking it that eventually led to an actual, not the fun kind of stroke.
I want to stay healthy, bro.
I know it's good for your prostate. They say it is, you know. Mm-hmm. This guy's got just a rock solid prostate, like ready to go. However, the rest of them in rough shape.
You know, your grandma's listening to this show, right?
Actually, that's how grandma had her first stroke, believe it or not.
Oh, God. That's awful.
What am I doing with this show? This is grandma. I'm so sorry. Grandma, I'm so sorry. It's just for everyone, my grandma did not have a stroke.
She turned it off a long time ago, dude.
Back in my day, we didn't have all these fancy toys that you youngins have. Yeah. Okay.
Bang, bang. Right.
This is a new low. I don't feel good about this. All right. Well, that is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. I'm going to go apologize to my entire family because that's what's awkward.